I'm very glad to be able to take part in this celebration in St. Louis on Human Rights Day.
First Lady, writer, and humanitarian Eleanor Roosevelt was born on this date in 1884 in New York City. The niece of President Theodore Roosevelt, Eleanor was known as a shy child and experienced tremendous loss at a young age. Her mother died in 1892, and 2 years later, she became an orphan at the age of 10 with the death of her father. Eleanor was sent to school in England as a teenager. In 1905, she married her distant cousin, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. The couple had 6 children, but Eleanor did not let her growing family prevent her from helping others. During World War II, she became active in public service, working for the American Red Cross. After her husband suffered a polio attack in 1921, Eleanor stepped forward to help him with his political career. When her husband became president in 1933, Eleanor dramatically changed the role of the First Lady. Not content to stay in the background and handle domestic matters, she showed the world that the First Lady was an important part of American politics. Eleanor gave press conferences and even had her own newspaper column entitled My Day. Eleanor spoke out for human rights, women's issues, and children's causes. She also wanted to help the country's poor and stood against racial discrimination. During World War II, Eleanor supported the war effort and traveled abroad to visit U.S. troops. After her husband's death in 1945, she was selected to be a delegate to the United Nations General Assembly, serving from 1945 to 1953. She also became the chair of the UN's Human Rights Commission. As a part of this commission, she helped to write the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Besides her political work, Eleanor also wrote several books about her life and experiences. President John F. Kennedy made her a delegate to the United Nations in 1961. He also selected her to serve as chair of the Commission on the Status of Women. Eleanor died of cancer the following year. On this date in 1919, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People held a press conference in New York in order to publicly condemn the events of the Elaine Massacre. Arkansas Governor Charles Bruff, in response to the actions of the NAACP, tried to prevent the NAACP's magazine Crisis, as well as the black-owned newspaper The Chicago Defender, from being distributed in Arkansas. The sketch comedy show Saturday Night Live debuted on NBC on this date in 1975. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.